Today our passage is Romans 1, verses 5 and 6, where the Bible says, "...through whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for His name, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ." The Roman branch of Christianity has grown to such massive proportions and influence in the modern world that many people easily forget that Christianity was born as a world religion with local branches in many cities other than Rome. There were large communities of Christians in Syria, Jerusalem, and Africa, for example, that were never part of the Roman community at all. And the reason I bring this up is because I know many fine Christians of the Roman tradition who have tried to convince me that all Christians find their roots in the Roman church. But if you look at the writings of Paul to the Christians in Rome, you'll see that's simply not the case. As he writes to the Roman believers, he mentions the larger Christian community that exists in all nations. And then he says, "...among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ." There's no doubt that the Roman Empire was pivotal in ancient history. They did rule the world, after all, and controlled the highways. But they were not the only show in town. They were part of a larger Christian community. So what's the point I'm driving at for your life today? Well, the Christian life is a principled life, where God expects us to apply the principles of the Bible to our local context on a daily basis. The Bible simply doesn't have specific instructions for many of the situations throughout our day, like the limits of copyright law or downloading music, for example. When we make decisions about how to respond to current issues, we need to take the principles of the Bible and apply them. And each of us is expected to do that in the context of where we live. Far too many times, we have tried to make other people fit our own mold as they live out their Christian life. When missionaries went into the hottest regions of Africa in the past, for example, they insisted that converts wear heavy wool European suits, which was completely inappropriate in 120-degree temperatures. We assumed that everyone had to live like us to be genuine converts to Christianity. Now, of course, there are broad-sweeping moral principles that apply to every person, in every culture, in every time, like the Ten Commandments. But when it comes to the finer details, like what a church building should look like or what religious art should look like, we've got to remember that we are only part of a larger community of believers. Or we become guilty of the same mistake my friends were making when they insisted that all Christianity stems from Rome. And at the end of the day, giving each other space to live genuine, obedient, loving Christian lives in the place where God has put us is always going to be a better way to live.